Blog Talk
Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Pastor Miss Myra Show for today, Sunday. This is April the 5th. I'm your host, Pastor Pastor.
And I'm Miss Myra.
Welcome to you live from Newport News, Virginia, where we're doing it all.
And we're doing it together.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, baby, we couldn't pick a better time to come back on the air. You know, Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
Resurrection Sunday. It's a great day. We're celebrating the day, the resurrection of the Savior Jesus, who was in Christ. What a better day than to be gone. We finally have got our computer situations together. We got our internet situations together. We've been doing things since they last heard from us. We've been on Blog Talk Radio in a couple of years. So it's been a couple of years since they heard from us. It's been a while. Hopefully it's taken us a while to get our fan base up, our customer base up. And, you know, just begin to enjoy doing this show again. I'm excited about being back on Blog Talk Radio. Our shows will be a half hour. Hopefully we're going to be collecting people's internet and email addresses, so we'll be able to post up to Facebook, internet, so have people in it, right? Post it up so we can, connect with our people. Those who want to listen to what Pastor Miss Myra has to put out, there's some beauty up there in that, praying to the Lord tonight. Satan's using the internet for everything, And so we must combat Satan on all fronts. So we must be able to use all of the social medias, the media, to talk to the people. And so I'm just excited. I don't know. I'm just excited.
Yes.
About being back on radio. Resurrection Sunday. What about Easter? You know, when we were kids, Easter Sunday is the day that, you got dressed clean and you knew you was gonna get some candy and something nice to wear, and it was gonna be a great, great, great time. Years ago we used to start our show by thanking all of our friends, but we had so many friends we realized we couldn't thank everybody, because it took us a show to do this to get people thanked up. So we're just going to stay in a blanket. Thank you, everyone who supports.
Yes.
Pastor Tiffany Myra, everyone who supports Five Points Ministries, everybody who supports us, we just want to say thank you in the biggest kind of way. Babe, you want to say
all of our viewers, listeners, thank you very much.
Well, mentioning viewers, we do have the Ustream TV. We're on Ustream today. At 11 o'clock, go to Ustream TV in the search block, put in Pastor Tripp and Miss Myra. We'll be there at 11 o'clock. I'll probably be there more so than her because it's Sunday, and that's when Pastor Tripp will or Pastor Tripp too. And that is Peach in the Priest. So she'll be there, of course, with me in support, and probably with me physically, as usual, on that right there. But Resurrection Sunday, what do you remember about you as kids?
Plastic eggs with money and little toys, stuff like that.
Wow. I was kind of bugged that I was going to the Walmart yesterday, seeing the youth bastards and the bastards had basketballs and the footballs.
But they've been making them like that.
Yeah, but they had a little
nah.
A basketball, but he's not over time, so he's going to be a basketball
player. Whatever. If you know your child is into sports and they want a little ball, you get a basketball ball. Here you go.
He's timing it. He's going to go ahead and get a basketball. Shut up.
Rose, I don't know where my co-host went to, you know, that he rose from the grave on the third day, that he came for what they call the propitiation of our sins. In other words, the Christian, the core of the Christian belief is that God sent his son after Moses, after the destruction of the earth through the floods and the rain, through not Moses, but Noah. And God said he wouldn't destroy the earth again for man's sake. But then man continued to be hard-headed and experience things that he didn't have no business experiencing and being disobedient. And so since God had put in place that, you know, this disobedience would cause death, then, you know, and he was absolute at the time. And if you look at Bible, God was absolute. He was eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. He was very absolute at the time. And so he believed in sacrifice, and he believed in you know, giving up something in order to go home, to cleanse yourself, to show that, you know, you were serious about making this change, and you would give something up, burn a calf, do something like this here. And so what he did was he had to give us something, a sacrifice. And Christians believe, and I believe, that this was accomplished through his son Jesus, who is the Christ, who lives with us now, I believe, in spirit. You still with me, Mike?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, we're not going to do that today. We're not going to do that today. You know. So, that is the core of Christian belief, that God sent his son to, as sacrifice, for the sins or the disobediences of the whole race, of the whole, all of mankind. And in doing this, he gives us a path to return back to the Father. People think that that was more than that, but what really Christ had created in this sacrifice was indeed a path back to the Father. And I go ahead and approval and a chit for God to say, yes, you believe in my son who is the Christ, then I'll hear what you have to say.
Right.
You know, you will say salvation will be yours. And salvation, please understand, means to be set free. To be set free from the bondages of the world, to be set free from the sins that bind you, to be set free from the grips of others, to be set free from habits of bad habits, to be set free from self-destruction, to be set free from a very miserable existence, both in your mind, in your heart, and in your physical self.
Yeah, the spirit.
Right, the spirit, to release that spirit, to set it free. And so Jesus came to give us a salvation or a releasing, so to speak, which that releasing now and that cleansing is supposed to give us a direction back to the Father. And so we want to definitely get into, you know, that, because that is the core of what a Christian believes. Everything else is icing on the cake. Everything else is what this Christ taught. And that's what the Bible, in New Testament, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospel. It's about what Christ taught. And then at those gospels, it's about what those who followed him did with what Christ taught and how they tried to spread the word to different people in different lands, because the commandment was to go and in fact spread the word. Now, here he is, the hard part. One, and it, sometimes we say the easy part. One could be the belief. I'm going back to the belief system. Alright. I know I don't stand alone when I sing. And this is what people talk about faith. Faith is belief. When I say that I haven't always believed. You know? And it's not because I disbelieved. You know what I mean? But I had no proof. And I didn't know how to look for proofs for what I really didn't believe. You know what I'm saying? So, Okay. Y'all see me, I got distracted. I'm trying to do learn how they got a new dashboard. They got a new dashboard on my Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm trying to get to work that. But anyway, back to the Christ. So this is, what is it?
Easter Sunday
or Resurrection Sunday. And so there's no need to get up and do all this celebrating on Resurrection Sunday if you don't have no clue why anybody celebrates. And so that's what I'm trying to do right now, is be pastor and teach. If you're going to call yourself the pastor and you can't talk this talk today, then you so far to the left. You know. So those that listen to me or you listen to this later on, I want you to know what I think about Jesus, who is Christ.
They didn't know.
Well,
they said,
oh,
them didn't say Resurrection
Sunday. And now, most people now, especially in the church, are definitely calling it Resurrection Sunday, as well as probably known. So we had within this week the Last Supper, and which was what we call, you know, Christians, everybody called the Eucharist, but the Last Supper was this week. Then Jesus rode into the city, and people didn't understand that when Jesus rode into the city, he was heralded by the people. Jesus rode into the city as the Messiah, the hero who was going to save the Jewish people. And it was shortly thereafter, you know, within a day, all the people had turned on him, and they ended up releasing Barabbas. And so we understand that Jesus had a tough life. And, you know, and I relate to Jesus a lot. I relate to him on a personal level. I don't think a lot of people do. But I think if you've ever been a leader of any type, especially trying to lead people, give them direction, then you would understand probably the pain that Jesus felt, you know, because everybody don't believe in you. Everybody doesn't believe in what you're saying. And it takes a great deal of maturity. Right. It takes a great deal of maturity to not let that bother you. You know what I mean? And you're out here, you know, I think about Moses and political leaders and how hard-headed and stiff-necked people were that they were trying to help. I know for a fact as a pastor that it's a very painful thing. And it's very draining. It sucks a lot of your energy up. When you get involved in the problems of others, and then they, you know, and you look out, and ultimately, and you do a lot of sacrificing to help them, and ultimately, they don't even help yourself, like you say. So, Resurrection Sunday, I personally always have empathy for Jesus, who was the Christ, on this day, because please understand that Jesus was a man. You know, we can get into the deity or the godship of Jesus, but for today, I'm talking about Jesus, the man. And that means that Jesus, the man, was a warm-blooded person. He had feelings. He had everything man had. He loved, and he loved people. He was the ambassador of love. And so he loved all. He loved equally. And so when you're loving on that level and you're caring on that level, it's got to be painful on that level. When you're betrayed by people, you know, I imagine, you know, how Jesus felt, even though, you know, people would talk about it all cool because he knew that Judas was going to betray him, and he had told, in fact, Jesus that. Jesus had told him that, and he had told Peter, of course, that he would deny him 3 times. So, yes, although he knew these things were going to happen, this didn't make it any less painful. I believe that, you know, I don't know, but I believe that, you know, the Christ and being doing what I've done and being going through what I've gone through in my ministerial life and my ministerial years of being a different type of teacher, a different type of preacher, one who brings a different understanding as Jesus did. Please understand, Jesus was a different type of teacher, and he was a different type of preacher, and he was a young man. He was bringing a different understanding, and he had, and he was very polarized in what he was doing. People was either with him or they was not. You know, Bible only talks about people who was either with him or people who was coming against him in a satanic kind of form. So please understand that Jesus, who was the man, you know, went through a lot. And I could feel his pain. I believe that pain in my mind, that heart pain, is a lot more painful than, you know, people want to look at how he was beat, how he had to carry his own cross, how they stuck him with the spear, and all of that. But I'm telling you that, to me, the pain of knowing that the people I tried to help is what got me going would be more painful than
that
you love so much. The people that you love so much got you going through this level of pain, you know. And there is another lesson for us all. The people that love you so much are the ones who called you.
It wouldn't, because if he didn't care, it wouldn't hurt. It's just that simple. You know, we understand the pain that Christ went through in this sacrifice, and I think we missed that. And just talking about the you know, we sing songs in the third day, he rose, he stuck him, they had his head high, they stuck him in the side. You know, we sing about all these things and party on it almost. But this is a day of celebration, but please take a somber moment for all Christians to feel a little bit for the Christ. And if you feel that for the Christ, then, you know, you will say thank you, Jesus, for that. You know, thank you for caring so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I love you. Hey, Bible school says that I love you because you first loved me. And so this Resurrection Sunday, I would ask all Christians, whether you go to church or not, Just take a moment to appreciate the sacrifice that was made. Even if you don't believe and you're not a Christian, then still take a moment. Because I believe, now I'm going to add something here that you can agree or disagree with, but I believe now that the spirit of the Christ has in fact never left the planet. If it did, then why would we pray in his name? The spirit was gone. And we have seen that spirit many, many, many times in our heroes, in our Dr. King, even someone as simple, you see somebody like a Muhammad Ali, even though he was converted to a Muslim, he still had the spirit of God, the spirit of defiance, the spirit of who I am. And who my creator is to me, you know. Please understand when you start talking about, again, a pastor of a different type, please understand that when you start talking about Mr. Farrakhan, these guys are well versed in Jesus, who is the Christ, because whether they know it or not, Jesus is the prominent figure in Quran. So please don't act like these guys know nothing of what they're talking about when it comes to the Christ. They just have a different slant on or view on understanding what Christ did, but they definitely agree upon the greatness and the necessity and of what Christ was and who he was. Please understand that. It's the earthly things are divisive, and we're not that divided. Trust me, we're not that divided. So we just say thank you. Like I got sneezed. We just say thank you. On this Resurrection Sunday, that God did what he did. I'm going to take a moving me right now. I'm going to take a couple seconds to pray with me if you would. Why? Father God, oh, how we thank you for the sacrifice of your son Jesus, who is the Christ. We thank you for what he has done. We thank you for the energy that he gives us. We thank you for us being able to get to you through him.
Yes, thank you.
This is a day that we celebrate that sacrifice, Lord, and we just want to let you know that we are with you. And we pray and pray and pray that you are with us, because we cannot function without a belief in that which created us. We cannot function without knowing and loving that which created us. We, in other words, Lord, cannot function without you.
Yes.
And so we say
thank you
for you being who you are. And we say thank you for you sending Jesus down to us to teach us.
Thank you.
To teach us a better way to live, and to teach us a better way to get to you, and to teach us that we were in fact sons and heirs like he was a son and an heir. So we just thank you for Jesus, who is our brother. He says he is our brother, who says that we share the same Father. So we thank you for Jesus, who is the Christ of that world. We worship Jesus through you. We worship you through Jesus. But we today thank you and recognize Jesus, the man, and the pain that the man went through, and the dedication that the man had. And we thank him for staying the course, because as a man, he could have stopped at any time, knowing that what the end was. And we thank you for his bravery in holding the course and holding true to be able to complete the assignments which you have given him. I would pray, Lord, that I would be able to complete my assignment through you. I would pray that all would be able to understand and know what their assignment is through you, and be able to complete that assignment for you, so that when the report comes in, you can give us the well done. But we cannot get the well done if we do not complete the assignment. So it is in Jesus' name, Lord, that we say good morning to you. My wife and I thank you for allowing us to talk and represent and talk on your behalf.
Right.
We just thank you, Lord, for being here today on this Resurrection Sunday. And we do this now in Jesus' mighty name. We say amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Well, the show is going by pretty quick. And I tell you, I always feel right at home when I'm doing the show. There's a lot of things in life that we do, because we're doing it all, of course, and doing it together. In that line, a few minutes here to say that we are pastor for Miss Myra, and we're in Newport News, Virginia, and my email address is Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, Speaks, S-E-A-K-S, @msn.com.
And mine is Fennell, F-E-N-N-E-L-L, 626, @yahoo.com.
So email us, give us your email addresses so we can add you to our mailing list. Our Facebook page will be up this week. It'll be a pastor of Miss Myra Facebook page. We are still the pastor of the First Lady of Five Points Ministry, and so we are an outreach ministry. We're one of those proverbial churches without walls. We're an outreach ministry. We go out in the streets. As a matter of fact, I got to go pick up some eggs. They're going to donate me a bunch of eggs this week. And so y'all be set. We'll be out here doing eggs. We like to pass on things. We like to pass on gleaning eggs and potatoes and things. You know, we like to pass on clothing as we get them. We'll be baptizing in the park this year as we normally do. And so we will continue to be baptized for Miss Myra. But also more fun as we will enjoy. I will be honest with you. Ministry had gotten to be a real chore for me, a real job, and it wasn't supposed to be that. Even though it is work, it wasn't supposed to be that taxing. So we're coming at it now with a much more relaxed approach and a much more fun approach to learning and understanding food. In fact, Jesus and the Christ is. So,
ninety-six. I just want to say that.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too, wife. And we're going to really begin to spread this. Please spread this. Let people know we'll be coming on. We'll definitely be doing the Blog Talk Radio Show 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning. And we're going to add some episodes to that. And we're going to be on Ustream.tv. Go to Ustream.tv and put in Pastor Tim. But for now, we got 1 minute left. I just want y'all to know that we are Pastor Tim. Matter of fact, I'm Pastor Tim.
And I'm Ms. Myra.
And we are doing it all.
We're doing it together. Five Points Ministry,
Newport News, Virginia. Thank you, and stay tuned.
Have a blessed
Thank you.